So, just one minor ha'ara from the very end of last year that pertains to a something someone asked afterwards, which is the question of whether hachzara would ever be permitted into our ovens. Now, one issue, which might be would be how would you make an oven considered gar fakatim? If that's possible. And when we get to talking about gar fakatim, we'll address that question, Be'ezus Hashem. But there's a different question, which is even if theoretically you could make a oven gar fakatim, there's a problem because it would be considered besocha. The Gemara in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says, k'shemachzirin, we're only machzirin al gaba and not besocha. In other words, even if it is gar fakatim, besocha's aser for a kira. Now, why is so? Rashi Lishitaso says that this is because it's Mosif Hevel. So this is Rashi Lishitaso, who, as we've discussed, connects a Shehiyah to Hatmana. What would that mean for us, though? Because we know that we permit even Agaba, despite its being Mosif Hevel. So the Ramban writes that besocha is hotter. Denafish hevla v'nira k'mivashel b'shabbes v'afel pishigar fakatim. So Ramban introduces a different problem. The problem of hachzara, even once gar fakatim, can't be chitui, because he's assuming grief of the ketim addresses that problem, but rather it's nira k'mivashel. And the Mishnah Berurah sefkata nun ches writes the same thing. Now, the reason, though, it's Nerek and Vashel is because it's hotter. That's what the Ramban in the Mishnah Berurah say. It's not clear exactly what that would mean. What that means, L'chora, the pshat is because it's Lo Shalit Ba'avira, meaning to say that as opposed to something that's Al Gaba, which is exposed to the cold air surrounding it, when it's inside the tanur. So it's not exposed, and that's what it means, nafish hevla. And that would then bring up the question, what about our ovens? Because in our ovens as well, obviously, when the oven door is closed, it's l'chora lo shalit b'avira, and therefore one would imagine that it's aser to ever do hachzara into the ovens. In other words, just to clarify, even though we're saying that our ovens have the din of akira, as the Beis Yosef and the Mishnah Berurah keeps on pointing out, yes, they have the din of Akira, but even if it's Akira betocha, it's going to be Aser lahachzir. And this is the view of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes that you could do, this is a Chelak Dalet Simen Ayin Dalet Os Chavav, and he writes that you can't ever do Hachzara into an oven, even if you could come up with a way that it would be considered garuf v'katam. Now, what we pointed out last time was, is this totally pashut? It's not, because the Magen Avraham, Sifkat on Chav Beis, based off of the Beis Yosef, writes that according to Beis Yosef, afilu talak kidera l'toch avir hakira, shari delo mikri tocha el kshiyoshe v'karkois hakira. So maybe it's only considered besoch if it's sitting on the floor of the oven. It doesn't sit on the floor of our ovens. Then the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shel Tiki Borim, Bekiro Shalanu, Shem Pshutos, Tocha Valgaba Echad Heim. Now, what exactly does this mean? So the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, writes that there's no Algaban. In other words, the Chumrah of Tochan is only because there's the possibility of putting it Algaban. Since you could put it Algaban and since you have two options, basically, Tochan and Algaban, then one is considered more chamor. He writes, Da, detocha lo mikri ela kesheshuliakadera omedes al shuliakira, aval kesheeno no gasp shuliakira, then it wouldn't be. And v'tanur shalano lek Algaban, v'tamid ma'amidin besochan, lek achalak ben tocha Algaba. In other words, according to Shelta Giborim, you never, even during the week, you wouldn't put on the floor of the oven. So therefore, there's no chiluk between tochan and algaban. Now, if you accept that view, then you could be maker for our ovens, because our ovens don't have the possibility of algaban. You say, what, the stovetop's algaban? The stovetop has nothing to do with inside the oven. It's not like the stovetop is hot from the fire inside the oven. So at least in theory, there is a view that would say hachzara into our ovens is okay. And that, you know, we mentioned last time Rabbi Einemer's kula, at least b'shas adchak, and that would be based off, that would be the logic for that kula. But this is not basically accepted by the poskim. If you look at Dirshu note 69 for the Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Elyashev and Rav Nissen Kavelitz, and we just mentioned from Rav Moshe, so our ovens have the din of betocho, so hachzar would never be mutter. There are possibly mekilim. Take a look at the Shevet Halevi quoted there. But lemaisa, we are machmir for Rav Moshe. This is the Psach of Rabbi Willig on page 127. If you want to see, I'm going to be referring to this Rabbi Willig's English/Hebrew sefer on Sefer Bishul B'Shabbos. So he's also machmir on page 127. But that's only because of the issue, according to Rabbi Willig, of mechsi kemevashel, because it's very hot. And that's going to be very relevant for warming drawers. We'll talk a little bit more about warming drawers a little bit later. But even though you would think that warming drawers are also considered betocho, and therefore you could never do hachzara, and certainly not nesina l'chatchila for warming drawers, Rabbi Willig thinks that if you could come up with a way that they would be garfakatim, and that's not pasha, we'll talk about how that might be accomplished again a little bit later, then it would be okay. In other words, on the one hand, you might have said that anything that's inside the oven and lo shalat bavira, by definition, is considered besocho, and it's going to be asa to do achzara. On the other hand, since the reason that the Ramban and the Mishnah Berurah give for being machmir in terms of besochan is because nafish hevla / mechzik mevashel, and both of those svaros are not at all true for a warming drawer. It's not mechzik mevashel; it's only used for warming, not for cooking, and it's certainly not nafish hevla. So therefore, we're not going to give the warming drawers the status of besocho, and therefore hachzara would be mutter if we could come up with a way to make a garfakatam, and maybe even nesina l'chatchila, as we'll see a little bit later. Okay. Yes.
What's the svara lahachmir besocha according to the svara samikilin, to say that maybe you can come up with a scenario where besocha it's still mutter, like if it's
svara samikilin meaning shilta giborim?
Yeah.
The svara I assume is that when you have two ways of doing it and you choose the more intense way, so that creates a problem that indicates that you're very interested in maximal heat. So either that's going to create more of a chash chitui, in other words, you're sort of, even if it's garfakatam, you're sort of contradicting yourself. On one hand, yes, it's garfakatam that shows you're not so interested in the heat, but on the other hand, you're using it in a way that achieves maximal heat, which contradicts what you're doing, and therefore the asar.
Or could be
issue. Yeah, Zach.
It sounds like it wouldn't be how lucky it could be for
Exactly correct. Now, there's one last point that we have to make here, which we're not going to actually fully address now, but we should. I'm going to point it out to think about, and we'll return to it, which is, what about crockpots? Do we consider crockpots besocho or algaba? Now, again, you know, we're talking about not the slow cookers that are basically flat on the bottom. Obviously, that would be algaba. But what about crockpots where you basically stick the pot into the crock? And that's very similar to besocho. Now, if we're going to treat a crockpot as besocho, so then chazara will never be permissible in a crockpot. So, well, we're going to address all the issues of crockpots together. But for now, just keep that in mind. That's going to be an issue we have to deal with. And indeed, there are machmirim on that shaila. Okay. Now, one other point, again, sort of a leftover from last week, last class, relates to Chazara on Erev Shabbos. We mentioned that according to Tosfos, following the sugya of Lama Chazma Beis, Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos, so there's an Isser of Chazara on Erev Shabbos. And what that means is that if you put it on the fire without enough time for it to get hot, if it were cold before Shabbos, then it is usher. Do we paskin like that view? So most Rishonim don't seem to hold of that. And the Shulchan Aruch does not cite it, but the Ramah, Mishnah Gimel Sif Beis, writes that it is best to be machmir, though the minig is to be mako on this. So one should try to be machmir and not do hachzara right before Shabbos. And not only that, but we're machmir like the more stringent view of Tosfos and the Rush, namely that even if it is hot, but there's not enough time for it to get hot, if it was cold, then that's bechlal the yisser. The reason why Tosfos prefers, or the Rush, I should say, prefers that explanation is because otherwise there would be a difference between hachzara on Shabbos and hachzara on Erev Shabbos. Namely, on hachzara on Shabbos, it's aser. Regardless, we don't say, well, if it's already hot, you don't need tanai chazara. You don't need, let's say, garf katam if it's already hot. So Tosfos thinks it's mistaber that likewise an Erev Shabbos, even if it happens to be hot, it will still be aser. So Tosfos, therefore, or the Rush adopts the view, the more stringent version, which is even if it's hot, but lu yitzir was cold, it couldn't get hot before the beginning of Shabbos, then that's the window of the Isser Achsar that applies even in Erev Shabbos, and it is aser. Now, even though Tosfos adopts that view, we adopt that view to make it more like Hachzara on Shabbos, it's still not identical to Hachzara on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, even if you have Garfa Katam, it's not necessarily Mutter, like Kiniyach HaGavi Karka, but during this window, if it's Garfa Katam, even if Kiniyach HaGavi Karka would be Mutter. In other words, let's say I want to take my Kogel and do Hachzara, put it back into the... I want to warm it up 5 minutes before Shabbos. So I take it out of my fridge and I put it on top of the blech. So on Shabbos, that would be aser, because just because it's garfa katam, there's no heter of hachzara on Shabbos. The only way it's a mutter on Shabbos is if you have all the conditions of hachzara, the way we paskin. On Erev Shabbos, though, as long as it's garfa katam, it's okay. So there's no problem taking your food out of the fridge and putting it onto the blech on Erev Shabbos.
Wouldn't that just be Shehiyo? Why is Rabbi classifying that as Hachzara?
That's whole Toshita of Tosfos. Because Tosfos, right? Tosfos's view is that anytime it's within the window of time, it's on Erev Shabbos, where you're returning something to the fire on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, that is not Shehiyah, it's Hachzara. Right? That's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says, it means that the Ikar Isser of Hachzara is on Erev Shabbos. Right? According to all the other Rishonim, of course you're right, but not Tosfos. And the Ramah says we should try to be Machmir for Tosfos. So therefore, even though there's no problem of Shehiyah, assuming we pass on like Hanania, so there's no Isser of Shehiyah in this case, assuming it's Machal Ben Drusai, but there would be an Isser of Hachzara if it wasn't Garf Katam. Okay. Now, there is actually a view in the Rishonim that you need that Hachzara on Erev Shabbos is exactly like Shabbos. In other words, Niyach HaGabi Karka would also be a problem. We don't accept that view. As the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ein Beis points out in the Gras Sif Katan Nun, and we paskin like the lenient version of the stringent position that anytime it's garfa katam, there's no isser of hachzara on Erev Shabbos. Even though you could say, 1 second, the whole idea of this sheet is kulachad gzeira. And if once we're being machal between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, how could you really say it's kulachad gzeira? So, really, to answer this, you have to actually keep something in mind. which is there's two reasons for the Isser Hachzara, right? One is Shema Yechata, and one is Nerikim Vashel. Shema Yechata is Shaykh even on Erev Shabbos, because we're, according to Tosos, because we're concerned you'll do Chitui on Shabbos. Nerikim Vashel is obviously not Shaykh on Erev Shabbos, because you're allowed to cook on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, since the... So what I'm going to say now is somewhat of an oversimplification, but for now it's good enough. So on Shabbos, to allow Chazar, we have to get rid of both of those concerns. We have to get rid of Gzer Shem Yichata and Machzik Mevasha. So to get rid of Gzer Shem Yichata, the Garvakata, the Grif Uktima will work. To get rid of the Machzik Mevasha, so then you need it to be Odebiyado, Daitul Hachzir, whatever those conditions are. But on Erev Shabbos, the only concern is Gzer Shem Yichata. And therefore, you don't need Odebiyado. You don't need Daitul Hachzir. As long as it is Garfakatum, then your problem will be solved. That's the approach of Tosfos. The Rush says it a little differently. He has a different kinach. Because the Rush says that the Isser Hachzar on Erev Shabbos is only if it's not Mevushal Kol Tzarko. In other words, let's say it's 90% cooked, then it would be mutter to do Hachzar on Erev Shabbos. You wouldn't need it to be Garfakatum. It's only if it's 100% cooked that you need it to be Grifa Ketima. In other words, if it's not Machal Ben Drusai, then you need Grifa Ketima because otherwise it's a violation of Ezer Shia. If it is 100% cooked, then it's Bechlal the Isser Hachzara, and you'll need Grifa Ketima Alt Isser Hachzara. And if it's 90% cooked, 80% cooked, 70% cooked, then it's going to be mutter. There's no Isser Hachzara said on Erev Shabbos if it's not fully cooked. Now, why does the Rush have that kula? Because the Rush understands, this is the way the Reish Yosef explains it, that the whole reason for the Isser of Hachzara on Erev Shabbos, not like, just like what Tosas said. Tosas just said it's because of Gzeira Mechata. The Rush says something a little different. The Rush says the pshat is that it's Gzeira that you'll be machzir it on Shabbos, right? Isser Hachzar on Erev Shabbos, unless you do Hachzar on Shabbos. Now, is anyone ever going to do Hachzar on Shabbos if it's not fully cooked? Of course not. That would be an Isser Deraisa. We're not chashish for that. So therefore, there's no Isser on Erev Shabbos if it's not 100% fully cooked. But once it is 100% fully cooked, so then we're afraid you're going to do Hachzar on Shabbos if we allow it on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, we make this restriction even on Erev Shabbos. Now, there is a problem with that way of interpreting the Rush. That's the way the Beis Yosef interprets the Rush. There might be an issue because the Rush might hold that there's no Isser Doraisa of Bishol once it's Machal Ben Drusai. So then you could ask, well, we should be concerned even on Shabbos. That's where the Bach has a different explanation. We won't get into that right now. So just to summarize, we have an Isser of Hachzara on Erev Shabbos according to Tosus and the Rush. According to Tosus, the reason is Gzeira Shem Yichata b'Shabbos, and according to the Rush, the reason is Gzeira Shem Yivashel b'Shabbos. And therefore the Rush writes that it's mutter if it's not fully cooked on Erev Shabbos. And whereas according to Tosus, that would be Aser. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ayin Gimel. How do we paskin? We should try to be Machmir for Shitas HaRash. But Lemaisa, it doesn't come up that much. Because if you're going to anyway follow the stringency of the Mishnah Berurah, who says that you should be choshesh for the Rabbanan. So anyway, let's say you're going to leave things on for Shehiya and make sure it's Garfakatam al Shehiya, because you're going to be Machmir for the Rabbanan. And therefore, Mamela, that will also have solved any problems of Hachzara. So assuming that you follow what the Mishnah Berurah recommends, which is to be Machmir for Shitas HaRabbanan, then sort of you will have also solved the problems of Hachzara. But if you learn like Hananya and you're Makel for Shehiya once it's Machal Ben Drusai, so then a person could come, especially when you're putting the food to warm up right before Shabbos, you could come up, have this practical concern of Hachzara on Erev Shabbos. Now, let's just, maybe we sort of did this a little out of order, but what's the reason for general Hachzara? You know, let's talk about Hachzara and Shabbos now. That's Hachzara and Erev Shabbos. What about Hachzara Shabbos? Why is it Aser? So there's a machlokas rishonim about this point. L'chora, the Ran, it's Tesvav on the base, Bedapi Arif, and this is the view of the Ritva, Lamed Vav on the base, the Rashba, Mem on the base, Rashi and the Mishnah probably all hold that the when Achzara is Asar on Shabbos, it's Asar because of Machzik and Mavashel, and that's very intuitive. The point is that when you, if you were to put it back onto the source of heat, it looks like you're cooking. The not all Rishonim agree. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yashar, Simon Reish Lamed Hey, writes that the Isur Achzara is because Shemichat B'Gecholim, and other Rishonim as well. This is the view of the Malamor. It's the view of Tosos on Lamed Chesem at base. And the Pashtus is that this is, it's because of this that Tosfos holds that there's an Isur Achzara in Erev Shabbos. In other words, like we just said 5 minutes ago, there's no Isser Mechzik Mevashel in Erev Shabbos. So the fact that we have an Isser of Hachzara on Erev Shabbos shows that the reason for Hachzara is because of Mechzik Mevashel, because of Xer Shem Yichata. Maybe it's also Isser on Shabbos. Now, what's interesting is that, so how do we paskin? So here it's a little tricky. We will see, hopefully today, that we paskin, as the, like the Rashba cited in Sif Hay, that there is a heter of Nesina L'chatchila for Keder al Gabi Kedera. So I could take something from my refrigerator and let's say Kogel out of my refrigerator and put it on top of my chalet pot, and that's mutter because it's Keder al Gabi Kedera. So obviously, in this case, there's no Isser of Chazar as well. And why is that mutter? Why is there no problem with that? So the Rashba explains that's because there's no mechzik in the vashal because it's not the normal way to cook pot on top of a pot. So that's what the Rashba writes. So here we have a very interesting point. So what are we saying? We're saying that there's no achzara restrictions anytime it's not mechzik in the vashal. So that would seem to indicate that we accept the view of the Rashba and the Ramban and all those who say that generally the reason for achzara is because of mechzik mevashel. And therefore, there are no achzara restrictions anytime. There's no mechzik mevashel. That's what it would seem we paskin like. But at the same time, we saw that the Rama writes, we should also be choshish for Shitas Tosfos, that there's an Isra achzara Ne'er Shabbos. And the Shita of Tosfos is predicated on the fact that the Isra achzara is because of Gzer Shem Yichata, and thus it's also Shayach on Erev Shabbos. Because if you held that the only reason for the Isser of Hachzara was Mechzik Mevashel, it would be inconceivable that there'd be an Isser Hachzara on Erev Shabbos. And yet, if you hold that, so in a sense then, there's a stira. You know, which one do we hold of? Which one do we think is correct? So you could say, well, yeah. So, you know what? Right now, we're actually going to have an answer to that question, Bli Neder. But let's now put that on the side, and because I want to introduce something else before we see what might be the answer to that question. Okay. So we've been, the Mishnah tells us of this concept of grifa uktima. What's grifa uktima? And grifa uktima is necessary to permit shehiya, according to Rabbanan, and Hachzara, according to Hanania. So what does grif uktima mean, and why is it help? Rashi writes, Lamed Vav on the base, that achiyite, so let's first focus on uktima, because grif is a little more pashat. Grif is removing the coals, uktima is covering the coals. So what does it help to do, uktima? So Rashi explains that achiyite nasa efer, agabe gecholim, L'chasosam ulitzaninam. So the purpose of Ketima, according to Rashi, is what? To be memaita sachom. Now, first of all, we might say, oh, well, that's not going to be relevant for us. This is Rashi l'shitaso. Because remember, Rashi holds that the whole reason for this is hatmana related. So therefore, it's us, it's Mosef Havel. And Ketima solves that problem because now it's not Mosef Havel. But Rashi also has another factor, which is going to be shayach for all the Rishonim, possibly. And that's Rashi and Lamed Zayin Beis, the Maskil Shani, who says that the reason why Ketima works is because you're Megala Das, the Lo Nichalei Bitzmuki, and therefore not Choshesh for Chitoy. Meaning to say what? When I go ahead and I do Ketima, so I lower the heat. Obviously, it's still hot. Otherwise, what's the point of doing the Shia? But I've lowered the heat. Now, that shows me I'm not, that indicates that I'm not interested in maximal heat. And because I'm not interested, I've demonstrated I'm not interested in maximal heat. So therefore, we're not choshesh that I'm going to do chitoy. And this seems to be the view of the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch also rules that you need to do ketima in a way that's memaidus achom. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, shekisa gecholim be'efer lemait choma. Shulchan Aruch sounds like you need memait, to be memait chom. Now, the idea that grief of ketima creates has chadas is also found in the Rambam, Perkimel, Halacha Dalad. He writes that the reason why it works is hesiach daito mizeh hatavshil ve'en gozrin shamichata be'esh. Very similar to Rashi. However, you look at the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Maskil Ad, the Chidush HaMiyuchas HaMaran, Lam Levav on the base, the Baal HaMor, which is cited also on the base Yosef on page Nun Dalad, they argue that you don't need Ketima Gemura. In other words, it's enough to just sprinkle some ashes on top of the coals. And the truth is, that's really the Mashmash of the Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that says even if you put Naora shel Pishtan Daka, so a slight layer of Pishtan on top of your coals, that suffices for Ketima. Now, it would seem that they hold, you don't really need to be Memayit the Chol. So at first glance, when you see their view, what does it sound like? Sounds like, well, maybe they hold that it's a different reason. It's not like Rashi and Iran. It's not because of Hesach Hadas, it's because some type of hacker and sprinkling a little bit of Ne'orish al Pishtan on top of your coals shows that it's a hacker. Then it will remind you not to stoke the coals. But that is not what they actually say. You might have thought that's what they would say, but that's not what they say. They also say that the reason for Ketima is because of some type of Hesach Hadas. Because you've done a maisa that's mekalkel the eish, so you're silik daito meha eish. So it's a little different kinetz than what the Rambam says. The Rambam says you're silik daito meha tavshil, and these Rishonim say you're silik daito meha eish. The Magen Avraham brings down this view in Sifkat and Gimel. He says you're silik daito meha gechalim, but it's the same basic idea. Right? When you do ketima, you're either silek daito mea tavshil. If you take that approach, you need to be memayit as a chom, not clear. Or you're silek daito mea gecholim, in which case perhaps you don't need to be memayit the chom. But it's the basic idea. So basically, so far, everybody we've seen has told us that the reason for ketima working is because of some type of hesach hadas. Now, I did see one of the contemporaries from, I think, that said that those who hold that Ketima Kol Shehu works hold that it must be because of a hacker. But I think from the formulations that we've shown him, you see that is not correct. It's also worthwhile to note that the Beis Yosef doesn't really bring Cholkim in terms of anyone who says Ketima Kol Shehu doesn't work, even though he paskin that you have to be Mayit Chom. And the idea of l'chora is you have to be ma'it chom kol dehu. And once you're ma'it chom kol dehu, so then that shows your misalik das, and that's sufficient. That takes away any possibility or concern for chitoy. The Shita Laran writes that explicitly. He says, the gali daite de lo nichale b'chamimus, and he's explaining that even though a ketima kol shehu works. And you see this also in the Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Gimel. So now, don't get confused. I said before, the Rishonim don't say it's a hacker. they might use the word hecker, but it doesn't mean hecker. Let me explain. The Ran, for example, has a lashon of ikeh kerash misalik daito milachtos. In other words, it's nicker that you have hesach hadas. It's not what we call hecker in the sense that this is just a reminder, don't stoke the coals. The reason why it works is because you're misalik das. The act of sprinkling something on top of the ash, on top of the coals, shows that you are misalik daito. Good. So is there any shita that holds that it's midin hecker? So for everybody we've seen said that it's because of hesach hadas or siluk daito or something like that. So maybe that Rambam and Perashat Mishnayos, we quoted last time we discussed Keder Chaisa, or right, the Rambam over there, as interpreted by the Beis Yosef, said it's because of a hecker. In other words, when you throw that zucchini into your chalent a second before Shabbos, that permits Shehiya, even though it's not Garvakatum. And the way the Beis Yosef understood the Rambam was because of hecker. Now, that's not what the Rambam said himself, but that was the Beis Yosef Havana of the Rambam. And the Beis Yosef added, the Beis Yosef says, Dumya Dishari Lishos Al Gabi Kira Ketumah V'Sagi B'Ketimah Koldu. So according to the Beis Yosef, B'das, the Pesha Mashanais B'Harambam, then Ketimah Koldu who works because if it's a hacker. So there is such a shita, that it works when we did hacker, namely the Beis Yosef B'Das Pesha Mashanais, but the Pashtus in the Rambam, I would have thought, isn't that way. The Rambam didn't say anything about Hecker. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah said it's because of Hesach Hadas. So it's not clear if any Rishon said that. The Ramach actually is Medayik from the fact that Ketima Koldehu works, that it's a Hecker. But the Ramach says that to disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam says it's because of Hesach Hadas, and the Rambam says, oh, it's because of Hesach Hadas. Why does Ketima Koldehu work? Must be because of a Hecker. But again, he's saying that lachlok al Rambam. And the answer is pashtus because of what we said, that even if you hold a ketima kol who works, that's still a indication that you're mesiach das. So it could be that there's some shitos that hold that it's midin hecker, but certainly the mainstream view, and maybe the view of all Rishonim, is that it's because of hesach hadas. Now, what's interesting is that the Gemara Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says that Gecholim She'imimu are like Ketima. And here you didn't do anything. So if you said it was Midin Hecker, this would be very hard to understand. If you say it's Midin Hesach Hadas, it's a little easier to understand. Though I guess here too, there's no Rai or Mesiach Das. Elamai, you have to say the fact that you use this shows your Mesiach Das, even though we're Imimu, in which case I guess maybe you could also say it's still a Hecker. Fine. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. In terms of the halacha about being Yemaita Sachom, as we said, Rashi says you need Yemaita Sachom, and that's a psak indicated by the Shulchan Aruch, and also the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yodalad. And that's why the poskim write that we're going to talk about a blech in a moment, but many poskim write that just putting a piece of aluminum foil on top of your fire will not be considered griful ketima. Why? Because it's not Yemaita Sachom in any meaningful way. Take a look at Dirshu note 25, B'Shem Rav El Yashiv. However, if it's thicker aluminum foil, like, you know, those aluminum pan covers, right, which are much thicker, that is going to be mutter. Why? Because that is Mamayitis Achom. You don't need to be Mamayitis Achom very much, as we know, because Ketima called to who works. So as long as it's somewhat Mamayitis Achom, Lemaisa, those thicker aluminum, let's say like the aluminum pan covers, will cause the heat to diffuse. You could tell that if you touch them, and therefore it's probably Mimaitis Achom a little bit, and therefore it's Begadir Ketima Koldehu, and that will work. But just a piece of aluminum foil, so then the poskim don't like that. I guess if you're really stuck, so if you only have aluminum foil, use a bunch of pieces of aluminum foil, and maybe that would be okay. There's a discussion in terms of grifa, whether you need grifa gemura or just grifa letzad echad. This is a machlokas rishonim. Again, one could have imagined that it's just a shaila of whether it's midin hecker or gili das, but as we've seen, it seems like everybody thinks it's midin gili das. And this, you could explain their machlokas differently. Fine. Now, there's an interesting question like this. The Rambam asks on himself, we know that Grifo Ketima doesn't work in a Tanur. So if you assume that Grifa means taking out all the coals, why shouldn't it work in a Tanur? That's, in fact, the ride that the Baal Mor brings, that you only need to take out some of the coals or push them off to the side. Because if you said that Grifa means to take out all the coals, then why wouldn't it work on a Tanur? The Rambam himself, though, addresses that question. And he answers that still there's the possibility of rekindling it, even if that's Rambam Gimel Vav, even if you've taken them all out. But as I said, the Baal Mor brings a proof from that idea that it just means grief for Blitzad Echad. All right, we'll leave that aside. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you need to be Hemisagas Kol Gecholim, though the Magen Avraham writes that even though we Paskin also Ketima Kol Dehu works. And as we saw from the Ran, that's not a stira. So now we don't obviously have coals in our ovens. So the question is, what does it mean for us? And where does the idea of a blech come from? So it really comes from Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel writes that let's say a person wakes up Shabbos morning and they see, my challenge is burning. So they basically want to figure out a way to reduce the heat so it doesn't burn. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can go ahead and take an upside down pot and then put the upside down pot on top of your fire and then put the challenge back onto the upside down pot. So here you're doing Hachzara. Now it's not Garfakatam. So the answer is this upside down pot makes it Garfakatam. In other words, the upside down pot is grief of Ketima. Why? Because Lamaisa, it covers the fire. And therefore, it's going to be okay. So that's the idea that we see from here. This is the first blech in Sif Gimel. The idea that instead of the way to achieve grief of Ketima is simply to cover the fire with a piece of metal. In this case, it's an upside down pot. Now, if you take a look, actually, at the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, he writes that, well, since the Shulchan Aruch said that putting the upside-down pot is sufficient to allow for achzara, that's considered Garfakatum, so maybe for all of our ovens, it's going to be mutter to put food, al gabe hatanur, because since the fire's inside the tanur, so al gabav is going to be considered Garfakatum, because the fire is covered. In other words, the ma'aziva that's mafsik between the fire and your food is sufficient to create grief oktima. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. L'chora should come out from Sif Gimel. Now, the truth is that this might be the debate between Rashi and the Rambam cited the Bir Halach at the beginning of our siman. The Bir Halach notes that according to Rambam, all you'll need to do is be mechasa sa'esh. But according to the Rambam, even if you're machasa sakira, that with its regular cover, that's not sufficient to make a garfakatam, you'll need something else. So it could be that actually that's machlokas Rashi and Rambam. According to Rambam, it's always okay. As long as your esh is machusa or your coals are machusa, that's considered garfakatam. According to Rashi, though, you'll need something additionally. And the Magen Avraham, at least initially, says, oh, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel, that's all we need. We need it just to be covered. But then the Magen Avraham says, actually, not so simple. Because he's medayik from the Tashbates and medayik from the Maril, that a simple covering wouldn't be enough. It's not actually, if you take a look at the Tashbates and Maril inside, his diuk isn't so pashat, but that's what he concludes. So therefore he says it's going to come out l'chumra. And therefore l'maisa, that's the view we accept, the view of Rashi against the Rambam, and even the Rambam might not be making, as Chazanish points out, the view of Maril and the Tashbates against what you might have thought. Just covering the fire isn't enough. You need something more. And why? Because you need to show, like we said, that you're mesalik, that you're doing two things. You're mesalik daito, so there's no chashash grief of ketima, and also to allow for achzara, you also need to make it that it's not mechzikim of ashel. And that's going to require some type of hecker. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. Oh, so therefore you would need to put even though your fire is already covered with something, if it's a natural stovetop, it's just the maziva that's covering the fire, you'll also need some type of daf or something additional to make it mutter. So that is the view. That's what we paskin. But going back to the blech, so chalpanim, a blech, we could argue, is going to be grifa ktima. Why is it grifa ktima? It's ktima to be precise, because this is not usual. You don't usually have a blech on top of your fire, and it's and covers the fire, and therefore it shows that you're mesiach daito, and it would even serve as a hacker. So that's where the minhag Yisrael of using a blech comes from. Now, the truth is that not everybody was so excited about this. The Chazon Ish, Siman Lamed Zayin, Sifkat and Tes, is not happy with the blech. And the reason is because it's not Ma'ayit Esachol. He says that just like we see that if you're Hamid Ala Kisui, it's not considered Grifa Ktima, it's considered Al-Gaba, not considered Smicha either. So therefore he's not happy, right? He says, this is in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Shayanol Be'artzeinu Akdosha, She'psila Sa'esh Lamata Tachas HaPitput, V'shoftim HaKedera Lamala Ala Pitput, assume that's a blach, Va'esh Tachas Shulei HaKedera. Dino Kekira She'en HaGrufa, Va'afin Ma'amidim, Pach shel matachas umesimin hakadera besocha pach. So actually, maybe the pitput is just like the cover. And even if you have a pach, mikol makom lo chashiv kedin nasan kedere kanis agabi akira lehafzik dach lavi rak kekisui es akira. When you put a blech down, you're just covering the fire. That's like a kisui. We paskin the kisui doesn't work. So this should be aser. Vehemid akira kisui dezeh chashiv agabi. So what's mutter? It's only mutter like the case in Shulchan Aruch when you put an upside-down pot. The upside-down pot, that's not a cover of the fire. That's creating a barrier. So an upside-down pot, that's going to be like ktima. But just putting down a flat blech, says the Chazon Ish, it's not really, is it a little bit ma'ayit Esachol? Yeah, it is. But a lot? No, not really. And therefore, that's not sufficient. However, the Minhag HaOlam is not like this Chazon Ish. The Minhag HaOlam is to assume that a blech, as long as it's not totally thin, it's not like aluminum foil, it is considered grifa uktima. Okay. So the next question we have to ask is, we know that, like in Sif Gimel, that if you put the upside down pot on top of your fire, that is considered ktima, so you're allowed to do achzara. Are you allowed to do nesina l'chatchila? In other words, if I cover my fire with a blech, am I allowed to do nesina l'chatchila? This is a very important question, right? Everybody wants to know, how do you warm up your food on Shabbos morning? So are you allowed to simply cover up the fire with a blech? So it's clear from Sif Gimel that is insufficient, because the Shulchan Aruch says that when you cover up your fire with your upside-down pot, you have to be careful that you fulfill Tanai Chazar. You can't put the pot down on the floor, because if you put it down on the floor, then you won't be able to put it back onto this upside-down pot. So it's absolutely clear that the upside down pot is not matir nesina l'chatchila, it's only matir hachzara. Great. And this is like we saw in the Maril cited by the Magen Avraham, it's also in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you want to do nesina l'chatchila, you'll need to, besides just covering the fire, you're going to need to put a daf on top of the cover and top of the fire. But what about if you do that? In other words, what if I also have this daf? Does the daf make it not like a kedere kanis? In other words, putting the daf on, does that make permit nesina l'chatchila or only achzara? So the Mishnah Berurah points out that there seems to be a stira in the Magen Avraham about this point. For the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish and Gimel Sif Gimel, it sort of sounds like the daf is insufficient to be matir nesina l'chatchila. However, the Magen Avraham, at the end of Siman Kuf Nun Tes, you have to take a look at this. At the end of Siman Kuf Nun Tes, after all this simanim about warming food, the Magen Avraham has like a short summary, a couple paragraphs, where he goes through all the halachos. And he writes, Toch HaDvarim, the following. Ulaniach Tav Shulcham Eitzel HaTanur, Shari Afil Husa Kfar, V'im HaTanur Talatanagu Hatter and Lohu Sakadagi. The Imnasan Levenahu Davar Acher Alatanur. Let's say on top of your tanur you put a brick or something else. No Zinakadir Allah. Shari Afilu Husak. So Nisina Lachatchila, as long as there's no shash of bishel, is mutter if you have, let's say, a brick on top of your oven and you put it on top of the brick. Of course, this is assuming that there's no chash bishel, like there's no rotev and the like. But so here's the Magen Avraham says, a great eight, so you want to do nesina l'chatchila on Shabbat, you want to warm up your chalent, I'm sorry, your kugel, you take it out of the fridge and you put it on top of a brick on top of the oven, and that's going to be mutter. Now, the Magen Avraham didn't spell out why the levena is going to work. But the Machts HaShekel over there in Siman Reish Nuntes explains very simply, because it's going to be a hacker. Dekevan de HaMaziva Mavsekes. It's already Maziva being Mavsek between the fire and the pot. So then it already has, even before the brick, Yesh Ladin Garvkatum, Ukal Makom, Ba'inan Gamdar Lehekeva. As the Magen Avraham says in Reish Nun Gimel Lamed Aleph, fine. Aval Achar Shehusak. But once you have this additional thing for the brick, then there's a hecker, and even a nesina l'chatchila's mutter. So basically, we seem to have a stira. In some Reishon and Gimel, it sounds like the brick is necessary to permit hachzara, but the brick won't help you for nesina l'chatchila. But in some Reishon and Tess, he tells you that the brick will work even to be matir nesina l'chatchila. Rabbi Kiva Eger on Siman Nereish Nun Tes is omer on the stira, and he's not really miyashiv it. He more or less leaves it with the tzarchian. So we have a stira in the Magen Avraham whether putting a brick on top of your oven is going to be matir nesina l'chatchila. Before we try to answer this question, we actually have to ask, I guess, even a more basic question. It's not just the stira in the Magen Avraham's, but the stira in the Shulchan Aruch itself. The stira is between Reish Nun Sif Gimel and Sif Hay. And that's going to be, so I guess we'll talk about for the rest of today, a very fundamental stira. What's the stira? In Reish Nun Gimel, it says that if you put the empty pot on top of your fire, Hachzara is mutter, it's considered gafakatum, but nesina l'chatchila is asher, you still need to know chazara. And yet in Sif Hay, what does the Shulchan Aruch write? That even nesina l'chatchila is mutter, k'deir agavi k'deira. So the steer is like this. Is a pot on top of your fire matir hachzara only? That's Sif Gimel, or even nesina l'chatchila? That's Sif Hay. So to understand this better, to try to resolve this steer, we have to come up with where is this concept of Kedera Gabi Kedera coming from? Whoever said that you're allowed to do Nesina L'chatchila with a Kedera Gabi Kedera, where is it from? So the Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Beis says like this. It says, maybe Adam Kiton Shomayim, Umeniho Kneged Madura, Lahafik Sinaso. So you have a cup, a pitcher of water, and you want it to warm up, not hot. That would be bishul. You want to warm up. So you could put a Kneged Madura. It's actually a machlokas Rishonim, how close to the Madura could it be? According to Rashi, even if in theory, if left long enough, it would cook, it would reach out to Ladispo. But assuming you're going to remember to take it off before it reaches out to Ladispo, that's okay. So if I left it here for a half hour, it would reach out to Ladispo. But I'm allowed to leave it here for 15 minutes just to get rid of the chill. That's the view of Rashi. Probably most Rishonim among them, the Rashba, disagree with Rashi, and they say, no. Anything that if you were to leave it here would cook, so then it's usher, even if, you can't rely on your memory. You can't rely on the fact that you're going to take it off. So you have to have it sufficiently far from the flame that it would not cook even left there for a long time. Okay. That's the Gemara. Now, says the Rashba, but what do we see? We see that there's no isser of putting something near a fire to warm up, as long as there's no practical concern you're going to come to bishul. And the Rashba wants to know why this is different than grifa uktima. We know that if you have a kira grif garfakatum, You're not allowed to do nisino lachatchila. You're allowed to do hachzara. But even though there's no chash bishel, right? Let's say you have a blech and you want to take the kugel out of your fridge and put on the blech. That's aser. For sure, that's aser. That's Sif Gimel says it's aser. And we know Garfa Katam doesn't permit nisino lachatchila. It only permits hachzara. So how could it be that on the one hand, we permit, we say that Garfa Katam is only matir achzara, but yet at the same time, it's mutter to put the water by the fire, presumably any food by a fire, as long as there's no chash bishel. In other words, it sounds like there's no reason why this should be limited to water. So if I want to put my chalent, if I want to put my chalent next to my potato kugel. So there's no chash bishel, it's fully cooked, it's not wet. I want to cook my potato kugel next to my open fire, mutter. But if I want to put my potato kugel on top of my fire that has grifo k'tima, asher. So what's the difference? That's the kasha of the Rashba. So let's see, what does the Rashba answer? We'll read it inside. Because the lashon is important, and it's also going to be very relevant for a different question that we need to discuss. I don't think we'll get to it today. The Rashba writes like,
"What if you want to cook your cocoa and chocolate?"
Well, let's see what the Rashba says. Let's see. So the Rashba writes, "Umechlal dvarim elu." Mutter lases agabe kedera b'Shabbos tav shel shenizbach shmei of Shabbos kol tzarko kigon pnadish is some type of kugel. So it's mutter to put agabe kedera kiyotzi b'hen kedei lachamimban v'afilu teyatz aledis bo v'afal pisha kedera nesun agabe ha'eish l'fi she'en derech b'shel makach v'eino ela kenosin b'tzad ha'meicham. Since there's no chash bishel, plus, so then you're allowed to do kedera gabi kedera, just like betzad mecham is mutter and keneged madura is mutter. What's the idea? So the Rashba explains that why is it that betzad hamecham or keneged madura is mutter? Because it's ein derech bishel b'kach. Ein derech bishel. Nobody ever cooks things by putting them next to a fire. You cook things on a fire. Next to a fire, you never cook anything. So as long as there's no chash bishel, it's mutter. Why not? That's what the Rashba says. So not only is it mutter to put it b'tzad ha'mecham or k'neged madura, it's even mutter to put it k'dera gabi k'dera. Why? Nobody ever cooks on a pot on top of that. During the week, has you ever heard of anybody cooking food by putting one pot on the other pot? You're cooking potatoes. And now you want to cook something else. So instead, you just put the second thing on top, you know, the pot of noodles on top of the pot of potatoes. Nobody, you know, ever done that. Okay. Maybe double boilers are going to be usher because then you do it. But under normal circumstances, kedera gabi kedera is lav derech bishel kach. Therefore, and it's lav derech bishel kach, plus there's no chash chitui. And there's no chash bishel, so then it is mutter. Okay, ad kam the Rashba. We pass like the Rashba. The Beis Yosef brings it down in Sif Hey. So it's mutter to put your kugel on top of your chalent to warm up, even though it's going to reach Yatzel at this bow. Now, I should point out, by the way, that if you'll notice, Beis Yosef doesn't actually quote the Lashon of the Rashba. He quotes the Ran quoting the Rashba, and it doesn't quote this whole Lashon. And that's why it's a little tricky, because we're going to talk about next time about smicha l'chatchila. Now, from the Rashba, it seems it's obvious that he's matir smicha l'chatchila. Because what does he say? He says, k'dera gabi k'dera is mutter, because it's just like nosin b'tzad ha'mecham and k'neged madura. In other words, smicha. So it's pretty obvious, seemingly, that smicha l'chatchila is mutter, according to Rashba. And he says, k'dera gabi k'dera is also mutter, just like smicha l'chatchila is mutter. The Beis Yosef, though, doesn't quote that, and that's why we will see that most poskim think smicha l'chatchila is asher, even though we pass like this Rashba. We'll get back to that point, as I said, next time. But anyway, that's what the upshot of this Rashba is. The upshot of the Rashba is any time it's not nachsikim vashal, then it's, and there is no chash bishal, then the sin el chatchila is mutter. In fact, the Beis Yosef quotes the Ran is considering going even one step further. Maybe putting the pnadish, the kugel type thing, al gabi akira is going to be mutter lechatchila, because you never cook pnadish on top of a kira. You always put, you cook your kugel in the oven, not on top of the oven. So maybe even with akira, al gabi akira, it's mutter. That far we don't go. We don't accept the Ran's expansion. We say, no, since cooking on top is sometimes asur, it's sometimes derech bishul, so even though it's not derech bishul for this particular food, it's still asur because of mechzik mevashel. But gedir gabi gedira is mutter because it's not at all mechzik mevashel. Good. So now let's go back to the Magen Avraham. So the truth is, the Magen Avraham, it's worth just noting this, adds an extra kenach that's not in the Rashba. So let's do this slowly. As we mentioned before, the Rashba, Daf Mem Amud Beis, writes that the reason why Kedera al Gabi Kedera is mutter is because Lefi Shein Derech Bishul Bekach Be'enu Ela Kenosim B'Tzad HaMecham O Keneged Madura V'Arei Ein Kan Misham Chashash Bishul. So why is it mutter Kedera al Gabi Kedera? What did the Rashba just say? No Mechzik M'Vashel. The Magid Mishnah, Perkav Beis, Halach Adal, quotes this, and he writes that the reason why Tzad HaMecham is mutter is because Lefi Shech Kedera Mafsekes. In other words, Tzad HaMecham is okay because there's a Hefsek Kedera. There's a Hefsek between the food and the heat. And the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, sort of incorporates that into the Rashba in a surprising way. The Magen Avraham writes, Dekevan de'en bo rotev, en bo bishul, fine. Now there's no chash bishul over here because there is no rotev. Umishum chitoy nami leka lemigzar, shein derech bishul lekach, lefi shekedera mafsekes. There's no chash of chitoy because it's not derech bishul lekach, because it kedera is mafsekes. Now, even though the Magen Avraham says that to explain the Rashba, the Rashba himself didn't say that, but the Magen Avraham is adding to it, sort of merging in the Magen Mishnah on his own star. And he's saying, look, don't we have to be concerned of two things here, actually? We have to make sure there's no Mechzik Mevashel. Kedera Gabi Kedera is no Mechzik Mevashel, but also we have to worry about Chitoy. So he's saying, well, there's no Chash Chitoy over here because there's no, it's not Derech Bishul Lekach. And why is it not Derech Bishul Lekach? Because the Kedera is Mafsekes. So, lav derech bishul bekach doesn't just solve the problem of mechzik mevashel; it also solves the problem of gzeir shem yichate. Because since I'm not putting my chalent directly over the fire, I'm putting my chalent on top of the. Sorry, I'm not putting my kugel directly on the fire, but I'm putting my kugel on top of the chalent, which is on top of the fire. So it's not derech bishul, the keder is mafsik, and therefore there's no chash chitoy / no chash of mechzi kimavasha. Fine. Ad kan the Magen Avraham. Now, the way the Magen Avraham formulates it is that you need to make sure there's a kedera that's mafsik, some type of barrier between the food, let's say the kugel, and the fire. You need a keder mafsekes. From the Rashba, it didn't really sound that way, because the Rashba compared this to mechameim kiton shomayim keneged madura. In that case, keneged madura, what do you mean keneged madura? Keneged madura, there's no davar mafsek between the fire and the food, right? You have your fire, here's the fire, and here's the kedera. Is there any barrier between the fire and the kedera? There's no barrier. And the Rashba says this is equivalent to Kedera Gabi Kedera. So when you look at the Rashba, it doesn't sound like you need Davar HaMafsik, as long as it's not Mechzik Mevashel. Maybe you see this idea, though, not in the Rashba so much as the Rush. The Rush in Siman Yud adopts a position very similar to the Rashba, and he's also bothered by this question. Why is it that we're Matir Keneged Madura Nesina L'Chatchila, but we're not matir agabi akira? In other words, when it's gar fakata nesina lachatchila zaser. But connected madura nesina lachatchila b'makom shelakach shashpishol is mutter. What's the difference? Answers the rush. Okay, and pay attention to this lashon also because it's going to be relevant for the smicha lachatchila shayla next time. Yesh lomar. D'yesh l'chalek bein l'hasim agabi kira l'madura. That there's a difference. To put it on top of the kira is aser, but k'neged madura is mutter. Why? D'akder agabi kira aser. If you want to do nesil l'chadchil agabi akira, that's going to be aser, even if it's d'arfakatam. Aval eitz l'madura shari, but just to put it next to it is mutter. Yishim t'dami l'samech v'shari, because it's just like smicha, which is mutter. Now, notice over here, again, we'll get back to it next time, but notice black on white, he just told you that smicha lechatchila is mutter, right? He said, just like smicha lechatchila is mutter, so too k'neged madura is mutter. As opposed to agabi akira, which is aser, unless you have tanai chazar. Niu, lo dami kuli ha'ai lesomech, dehasa mafsik kosle hakira. In other words, smicha is more kal. Why? In smicha, the kosle akira are being mafsik. Let's imagine this is my kira. Right, so this is a kira. Inside here is my coals. Here's the kira. When I do smicha lechatchila, the walls of the oven are mafsik between the food and the fire. Right, here's my. I want to do smicha lechatchila on this food. The hand is my food, and I put it next to my kira, which is the cup. The walls of the kira are mafsik. Whereas when you are doing nesina lechatchila k'neged madura, you don't have any hefsek. Here's the fire. Here's my food. No hefsek at all. So he writes, "V'yesh lomar shetilchu chamim laharchek min madura v'dinakat keneged madura lo nakat etzel madura ikke kera basi v'lo asi lichtuye." He says like this. Look, here's the fire. So you have to have some distance. It doesn't tell you how much. You can't put it mamish next to the fire. You have to a little barrier, and that's equivalent to the wall of the kira. So smicha next to a kira is mutter. Why? Because the oven wall serves as a barrier. If it's connected to madura, you have to put a little bit of a distance in place of a barrier. And that solves the problem of asi lechtuye. So if we put together the rush and the rush, but then you sort of have the Magen Avraham, which is that nesina lechatchila is mutter, you have to solve the problem asi lechtuye. For that, you need a barrier or a little bit of distance. And you also have the problem of Mexican Vashel, but there's no problem with Mexican Vashel when it's either Kadeira Gabi Kadeira or Kenegra Madura or next to the Kira. And therefore, as long as you've solved those problems, the Sina L'Chatchila is going to be Motor. And that's the Yisod that comes out from this idea. And again, both of them seem to take for granted that Sina L'Chatchila is Motor, which we'll get back to next time. So again, the Kitzer. According to the Rush, when it comes to Nesina L'Chatchila, we're Matir Smicha L'Kira, because there's Mafsik Kos L'Akira Lo Chashim L'Chitoy. We're Mafsik Kinegra Madura, but there you need a little bit of a space so as not to be Choshish for Chitoy. Both the Rush and the Rashba agree that Smicha L'Chatchila is Mutter. And again, they're Matir over here because it's Nochshash Mafsik and Vashal. And the Magen Avraham sort of puts these two together with the Magen Mishnah, creates a little bit of chalent. But at the end of the day, that's what's going to come out. That's what's going to come out. Good. So now, luch oira, if you want to be matir nesina l'chatchila, you have to meet two conditions then. Number one, or I guess we could say three. Number one is obviously there's no chash bishel. Number two is there's no mechzikim bashel. Number three is there's no chash chitui. K'dera al-gabi k'dera meets all three. If the food's fully cooked, I can put it on top of my kugel on top of the chalent pot. There's no chash bishel, there's no mechzik mevashel, there's no gzer shem yichata. Now, why is this very relevant for us? So maybe according to this, we could be matir doing the sinul chatchil on top of a plata. Why? Is there chash chito in a plata? No, presumably. Why? Platas, let's talk about the Israeli platas first. There are no settings. You can't raise the heat. Once it's plugged in, it's on. There's no high, low, medium. So l'chora, that means there's no chash chito. You can't raise the heat. Number two, is it mechzik mevashel? No, l'chora not. Why? Because nobody cooks on a plata. Platas are meant for warming. Now you'll tell me, but they get so hot. And if you want to, you could theoretically cook. So the answer is you're right. Israeli platas do get very, 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 very hot. And they could theoretically cook. when I was in Karbiavna, so we used to have every Thursday night a midnight chabura given by one of the guys. Did they have it when you guys were there?
I think they started at 11:30.
11:30. Ah, oh, it's cutting us a dervis. So anyway, so when I was there, Ari Shik used to make pancakes on a plata. He would put them on the plata at the beginning. He would like spray the plata with like oil or put oil on it and put the pancakes on at the beginning of the chabura. And then by the end of the chabura, a half hour later, the pancakes were ready. So yeah, I could cook. I don't even know how long it took, right? And some people do cook. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes that he heard that there are some Sephardim, Bukharians that cook on platas and the like. So then, if that Metzias is correct, so then a plata wouldn't be okay to do Nesino Chatchila because it would be Machzik and Vashel. But the Pashtus is that even though some unusual, you know, there are some people who cook on a plata, and maybe there are some Bachrim and Adira that, you know, make chicken on a plata, who knows? But that's so uncommon that for most people in most communities, certainly in America, you know, I don't know about in the Bukharian quarter, you know, it's not going to be Machzik Mevashel. And therefore, the two conditions are met. And therefore, Nesina L'Chatchila, directly on a plata, is going to be Mutter. That is the view, basically, very willing, that emerges from these Shitos, the Rashba, as we've seen. And that's Paskim Halacha and Sif Gimel. Now, would anybody object? The truth is, many object. Why do they object? They say, look, we still need a hefsek. What hefsek do you need? Well, the Magen Avraham, at the very least, said you need a hefsek. We saw the Rosh said you need the hefsek. You need a hefsek. Now you'll tell me, what, there is a hefsek? Because the roof of the plata is mafsik between the heating coils underneath it and the food. So you have a hefsek. And for that matter, assuming you're not putting the food directly onto the plata, so there's a hefsek also with respect to the fact that your pot's a hefsek. Nevertheless, those hefsekos aren't at all relevant according to these poskim, because you need a hefsek that somehow nicker. And that's not nicker. That's not nicker. So there are a number of poskim, and they say, no, you can't put something directly onto the plata, even though it's not machzik and vashel, you need a hefsek. So what are you going to need to do? You need to put something on top. So that's why you'll see in people that when they put something lechatchil on a plata to warm up on Shabbos, they put like an upside down pot. That way they have both, they have a hefsek. This is the view, for example, of Rav Eliashiv, quoted in Dirshu, note 29. He also, I think, skoshish, that's not dino, yeah, not dino kakatum. So, and moreover, he says, it's not all, I should add that point. I said it's pashut. There's another objection to this idea. What's the objection? I said before that, you know what? A plata, there's no concern of gzeir sham yichata. Why? Because there's no possibility of chitur, because there's no buttons, there's no knobs. It's either on or off. It's plugged in, it's on. Can't raise it. So therefore, there's no gzeir sham yichata. So Rav Eliashiv is quoted as saying, no. Lo pluk, lo chloku chachamim b'takanasam. What does that mean? That means that chachamim said that if there's no hefsek between, you need something beyond or on top of the source of heat and the food. And the fact, just like we're going to see, according to most poskim, covering the knobs doesn't create, remove the gzeir sham yichata. So even if there are no knobs to cover, it's not going to get rid of the low plug of gzeir sham yichata. But that latter point, not everybody agrees. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe basically both seem to disagree. They say that since you can't raise the heat, there's no chshas of gzeir sham yichata. So it's not bechlal the gzeira. It's like the gzeira was only said for things that could theoretically be raised. So again, b'kitzer, according to Rabbi Willig, putting the Sinel Chatchila Gabi Plata is going to be mutter. Why? Because the two possible concerns are solved. Concern number one is Zev Shem Yichata. There's no Chash Zev Shem Yichata. You can't raise the heat. Concern number two, Mechzikim Vashel. There's no possibility of Mechzikim Vashel here because nobody ever cooks on a Plata. That's very abnormal. Therefore, permissible to put it directly on the Plata. What objections? And it's just like the Mishnah, like the Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel, by Kedei Ol Gan B'deira. What possible objections can you raise? Objection number one, Rav Eliashiv, law plug, you always need a covering. Objection number two, that you still need a Hefsek Kedeira or Hefsek something based off the Rosh and Magen Avraham and the like. So therefore, as I said, solve that problem. Many poskim will suggest putting some type of additional barrier on top of your Plata before you put the food directly onto it. Now, we still haven't solved the problem of the difference between Sif Gimel and Sif Hei. Why is it that in Sif Hei, where Matir Kedei Olah Gabi Kedeira Nisino Chatchila, and in Sif Gimel, we don't, when you have the upside down pot, you're not allowed to put Nisino Chatchila, the only thing that's Matir is Hachzara. So there are a number of answers to this question. I'll just mention now the primary answer. Maybe next time we'll talk about additional answers. The primary answer is given by the Prima Gadim and it's cited by the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha thinks this is the best answer. The answer is that in Sif Hei, Sif Gimel, the upside down pot doesn't permit Nisino Chatchila. Why? Because you're still Chashir Mechzikim Vashel. What do I mean to say? That sometimes just because you put an upside down pot on top of your fire doesn't mean there's no Mechzikim Vashel. Sometimes you do. What do you mean? During the week, have I ever seen anyone cook on top of an upside down pot? The answer is that you might not have seen it, but I have. Because especially in the olden days when there was no good way of lowering the fire, the common way to lower a fire or to get a lower heat would be to basically put some type of metal barrier between the fire and the food. This is called, by the way, a diffuser. And I was just curious, but I searched on Amazon, do they still sell diffusers? And there were dozens of diffusers being sold. And what is a diffuser? A diffuser is basically a blech. Okay, there might not. They
make it, sounds like, it wouldn't be permissible.
Right, that's exactly the point. In other words, since putting this metal barrier, like the upside down pot or the blech or the diffuser, is sometimes used in normal cooking. So therefore, Nisin al Chatchila is aser. If it is lav derech b'shel b'kach, so then Nisin al Chatchila is mutter. So Gdera Gabi Gdera is mutter because it's lav derech b'shel b'kach. If you had a Gdera Gabi Gdera that was normal, like a double boiler, which is used also for low heat, like melting chocolate chips, so it would be aser. Typically, Gdera Gabi Gdera is lav derech b'shel, and therefore Nisino Chatchila is mutter. On the other hand, Hefsek Kedeira, when the pot is empty, so that's still derech b'shel b'kach, and then Nisino Chatchila might be mutter. All right, I guess we'll talk more about this next time because it's already late. So next time we'll return to this Yishuv of the Prima Gadim, and we'll consider other answers of the stira between Sif Gimel and Sif Hei. But what comes out from what we've seen so far is that, is it mutter to do Nisin al Chatchil on top of a blech? The answer is no. If you just have a blech and you want to put your kugel, cold, dry kugel on top of the blech, Nisin al Chatchil, that's going to be aser. Why? Because that's going to be like Sif Gimel. The blech is garf katam, but it's still aser. It's only mutter Nisin al Kedei Ol Gabi Kedeira. Now you'll tell me, but nowadays it's not Mechzikim Vashel anymore. It's a very good question, which Be'ezus Hashem we will discuss on Sunday. So Sunday, Be'ezus Hashem, we will pick up at, you know what, let's start at 12 o'clock so we don't run into problems with Mincha on Sunday, if you don't mind. 12 o'clock on Sunday, and we'll talk about a lot of practical questions tomorrow. I mean, on Sunday. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos, Rabbi.
Have a great Shabbos.
Thank question. You so much.
Have a
yeah, wonderful. Go ahead.
Good Shabbos. If it's possible to cook on an inverted pot, it would seem that a plata is more
regular cooking than cooking on top of an inverted pot?
So that's a fair question. The answer is that a plata is designed only for warming, right? It's designed only for warming. That's what it's called, a warmer or warming tray or warming plata. It's designed only for warming. It's not designed for cooking. Therefore, there's no machzik mevashel, according to Willy. Now, the inverted pot, the Prima Gadim says, is also to be using al chatchila. People cook on top of inverted pots. They do it all the time. My grandmother used to do it. She had an inverted pot just went for cooking. So your question is, maybe nowadays that's not true anymore? Okay, that's an interesting question to think about. We could talk about that on Sunday. But fundamentally, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch is machmir, that an inverted pot in the Sina al-Khatril is aser, is because it is mechzik and vashel. And what's the raya? Because he says in Sif Hey, by Kedero Gabi Kedera, when the pot isn't inverted, but the bottom pot is full, so then it's aser. It's mutter to do Nisina al-Khatrila. Why? So what you see from the Shulchan Aruch, what the Shulchan Aruch suck and reflect, is the idea that inverted pots is mechzik and vashel, but Kedera Gabi Kedera, where the bottom pot as putting it is not mechzik and vashel. That's the mitzvios and the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch is assuming. That's the way Prima Gadim and Mishnah Berurah explain the Shulchan Aruch. Again, what would that mean nowadays if that mitzvios has changed? So that Be'ezus Hashem we'll talk about on Sunday.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I suppose it's still. I mean, today's the first term I've turned the term plata. So I didn't know what that was, so explain it more. What is a warming drawer? I don't think
I've seen one. Well, we'll get to warming drawers later. Warming drawers are they're basically drawers. They're drawers that people have in their kitchen. Sometimes they're under their ovens. Sometimes they're in just regular other places in their kitchen. And they're meant for warming, so they don't get very hot. They get to 200 degrees, 250 degrees. They're not meant for cooking. They're meant for warming. It's like a microwave, but it warms more evenly and without taking out the liquid and the like. Take a look. Look on the internet. You'll see what they are. They're they're becoming more popular. So the question is Nesina al-Khatrila going to be mutter on them because there's no Mexican vashel because they're meant for warming. They're not meant for cooking. On the other hand, you'll have to deal with the chashash chitui there, even if you think that because there's no Mexican vashel because they're not meant for cooking.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a very good Shabbos.
Thank you for the shiur. You too. Have a good Shabbos. Call to Shkayach.